Ivan. The Gentlemen's Club was located on the high street near the south of the borough, secreted away above a bookie. The only sign on the outside was a neon light of a girl bending down. Much to Anderson's disappointment, the club had not opened yet. Only the owner and a few cleaning staff were in, but none of the girls. Once inside, they sat down with the owner in one of the many seating areas. The club was dark. The lights were mainly on the stages and poles, though the bar was well illuminated with spotlights. Private rooms were partitioned by curtains on either side of the room, the restrooms clearly marked with neon lights. Various cleaning staff moved around, waxing poles and buffing the stages. The air conditioning could be heard rattling in the background. The owner was a well-built Russian named Ivan, completely bald and dressed smart casual. Anderson took the seat across from Ivan. Damien took the middle of the oval and took out a notepad. They both set up and the bartender came over with some coffee. Finally, Anderson removed two pictures from his satchel. One of Detective Rogers and the other of the man in the bathroom. The bartender was a very skinny but sleek man. He had one of those faces that was easy to forget, and they could see two gloves poking out of his pocket. If anyone was to guess his profession, a professional killer would be at the top of their list. The two investigators made a note of this as they listened to Ivan, and though they were trying to be discreet, they could not completely hide that they were at least suspicious of him. "Were you ever visited by Detective Rogers?" Anderson moved the picture over towards Ivan. He looked at the picture and nodded. "He comes in here once a week. Came in last week demanding we pay him for protection. I told him no, and I don't see him again." The statement was given very calmly, like he had practiced it in front of a mirror. He recited the lines with an ease that shouldn't have been there. Damien hurriedly wrote everything down. "What about the other man? Do you recognize him?" Ivan took the picture of the other man. Worry showed in his eyes. "This is Victor, my doorman. What happened to him?" "We suspect that he killed Detective Rogers, but was poisoned before they planned to meet. He died shortly after." Anderson looked around the room. Two of the cleaning staff were listening in, while the bartender kept to himself at the end of the bar. The bartender and Ivan had developed a small sly smile on hearing the news of Detective Rogers. Both Damien and Anderson saw it for that split second, and there was definitely an angle in all this for both of them. They seemed genuinely shocked at the death of the other man, but were definitely not shocked at the death of the detective. There was no love lost for him. Damien asked the next question. "Have any of your girls gone missing? Maybe they haven't shown up for work." Ivan nodded. "Yes. Adela, she's new here, just come over from Slovakia. Very good dancer. She was due on stage last night but didn't come." Genuine concern passed over Ivan's face. He was doing his best to conceal his emotions, but he was definitely afraid for his staff. "Do you have a photo of her?" Instead of answering Anderson, Ivan rose and walked over to the bar where he fished out a folder and brought it back to the table, exchanging muffled words with the bartender as he did so. The bartender seemed surprised, but there was an element of deceit in his features, and Damien noticed that the worry was only there as long as Ivan was looking at him. Ivan leafed through the folder until he came to a picture of a blonde girl with pink stripes in her hair. "This is her." His hand was shaking by this point, not from worry but anger. His temper was showing through. The bartender was keeping an eye on Ivan. No one else seemed to matter to him. His attention seemed squarely on him like a target in his sights. Anderson looked closely at the picture. "I'm sorry to tell you this, Mr. Dietrich, but we found Adela's body in the boot of a car earlier today. The bartender had been listening in, and as soon as this was said, he came over to keep a closer eye on Ivan. The man seemed ready for anything, and the way he walked suggested speed and agility. A man like him could use an opponent's strength against him and leave him in a pool of his own blood. Instead of grief, extreme anger crossed Ivan's face, and it seemed to both Anderson and Damien that Ivan had to seriously control himself not to tear the place apart. The bartender saw this and quickly scurried over to whisper something in Ivan's ear. This managed to restore some of his self-control. The Russian made his excuses and asked them to leave. The last thing they heard was the smashing of bottles and the breaking of furniture as they made an exit. They hoped it wasn't aimed at anyone. Anderson put a call to the station, telling them to put some uniformed officers on the club and tell the owner and the bartender to see where they went. Both Anderson and Damien were suspicious of the pair in the club. The bartender seemed too cool, and Ivan was very volatile. The pair just didn't match. Something was definitely amiss in the club, and it likely wasn't legal.